The Emus, which are the under-19 Australian basketball men's team, have named a squad for the upcoming World Cup to be played at Latvia later in the year. And there's been two from the Northwest Coast, Taryn Armstrong and Rain Smith. And Rain joins me now. Good morning, Rain. Congratulations on being named in the squad.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Of course, people would know you here from when you played with Penguin and also with the Thunder, but you left the Northwest Coast last year. Just for people that haven't followed your progress, what have you been up to since you left here?
So I've been currently based at the Australian Institute of Sport in Canberra. So I've been training pretty much all the time, like last year and then for half of this year. So I've just been busy just training, really.
And you recently went to a training camp, and that was a pre-selection camp, and also you were lucky enough to play for the Boomers in a game against New Zealand, which was, I think, a World Cup pre-qualifier as well. So how have you enjoyed that experience at playing at that level?
It's been awesome. Like last year, we missed out on a lot of those things. So, I mean, everything's starting to come together this year, so it's been really fun just being able to experience all those types of things.
So you're off to Latvia in a couple of months' time. Well, hopefully, of course, the final squad hasn't been announced yet, but you'd be hopeful of getting into the final dozen or so?
Yep. Yes, yeah. So we have a camp starting on the 31st of this month, so hoping to be able to make that team.
Okay, and how good is it to have a fellow Northwest Coaster like Taryn as part of the team as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Like, we've gone up the ranks together, so it'll be pretty cool if we both able to be in that team.
Oh, well, we seem to think you'll both get in there, but then again, we're not the selectors, so I guess it's up to them. But at this stage, you'll be in the preliminary rounds against Mali, Turkey and the USA. I mean, we all know how good the USA are, but what do you know about Turkey and Mali and their strength in basketball?
I'm not super familiar with too much of them. Obviously, there hasn't been really any international play happened over the last year, but I mean, I've heard of some players from a couple of teams and stuff, but a lot of it's not too sure.
No, you don't have to worry about that. That's the coach's job, I guess. But the coach is Darren Perry. Of course, he's had a lot of success at international level in underage basketball. How good is it to work with him?
It'll be really good. We had a camp earlier in the year, so I mean, he's been good to learn from, and I'm just like hoping to be able to make that team and be able to do that with him, so
it'd
be cool.
We have a wonderful mentor on the Northwest Coast in Mark Radford as well. Obviously, you know him quite well. How big of an influence on your career has he been? And I guess young people of your ilk as well.
He's been massive. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So, I mean, he's definitely played an important role in not only basketball, but just life in general. So, I think he's been awesome. And then, like, the things he does for kids, younger group coming up in Tassie's been unbelievable. So, yeah, he's been really good for me and my family as well.
Yeah, I think we're very lucky to have him, in fact. So other than the Emus and the national call-up, hopefully you'll get it, you'll be playing in NBL 1 with the AIS, or where do you play your basketball now that you're in Canberra?
We play in what's called the Waratah League, so it's in New South Wales comp, so we're playing with the COE, Centre of Excellence, in that.
Well, look, best of luck with the camp coming up. We'd like to think that you're going to get in the squad, the final squad, and Taryn as well, but it's a great achievement even to get to this stage, so congratulations and good luck with it all.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.